Today, as I mentioned in the introduction, celebrate the feast day of Saint Fiacre. Known as a gardener, known as a healer of people through that which he produced, we see the example of gardening as the ability to see a fruitfulness when we pour oneself out, an investment of self into something. The beauty of gardening, as we see, we don't understand fully the mystery of how things are produced and the things, but we see an efficaciousness of the gift of ourself. And so we see constantly throughout the scriptures the use of gardening as an analogy for the gift of ourself, the pouring of ourself out into fruitfulness. Today we also celebrate First Friday, so the devotions to the Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart of Jesus pierced, the pouring out of the Sacred Heart, that the gift of one self or the other brings forth a great efficacious fruitfulness where it goes. Look at the gospel text today, and just to be clear, the parable that Jesus talks about is not about a parable about sharing. Right, little kids, they hear this and they get all bent out of shape because the five were supposed to share with the other five, and they didn't share, and that's wrong. Well, if the parable was about sharing, then yes, that would be the conclusion. But the parable is not about sharing. The parable is about the investment of ourself, the pouring of ourself out in fruitfulness. You are made to empty yourself. You are made to give yourself away. You are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. The whole Trinitarian mystery of our God is the pouring of oneself out for the other, the receiving of that gift, and the reciprocation of that gift, which possesses within it life in abundance. You are made in that image and likeness. You are created. You are made to pour yourself out in self-abandonment. We see in the wise virgins the carrying of the lamp, but also the carrying of the extra oil. It takes effort to have that extra oil, an effort that the five foolish ones were not willing to make ahead of time. They were not willing to make that. Well, just in case he comes, you know, I don't need to have all of that extra effort and to make the sacrifices of the investment myself if he's just going to show up on time. Well, Jesus told us he's not going to show up on time. All right? So you need to invest everything into this, because this is a matter of life or death. To enter into the wedding feast is a matter of life. To be locked outside is a matter of death. And see what the Lord says to those outside: I didn't know you. Another way of saying that is, I don't recognize you. I don't see myself in you. I don't see you pouring yourself out in the gift. You held stuff back, hedging your bets. I don't need to make that investment. That's why the investment of self cannot be shared. It is the gift of yourself being poured out that the flasks of oil represent. We are invited to give all that we are, and recognize too, there are two realities at play here, right? There's the human reality and the spiritual reality. In the human reality, we are invited to pour ourselves out. In the human reality, every one of those virgins, all 10 of them fell asleep. Okay? So that tells you that no effort on your part is going to save yourself. Humanity ends in sleep, whether you are wise or you are foolish. Grace enters into the situation, the voice that is heard at midnight. The bridegroom comes, come out to meet him. Behold, this is grace being brought into this situation. Without it, all 10 of them would have slept right through the arrival of the bridegroom, and none of them would have entered in. So we have the two realities here, the reality of grace, which we all need, and then our human effort, the investment of our human self into this. The oil is intimacy. The oil is pouring yourself out. It is being known by God because you are like Him. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters, we're not holding back in the pouring of ourselves out to be used in another situation for another wedding, right? I feel for the young people these days. Because when spring comes around, all of a sudden it's wedding season. How many weddings are you going to this summer? You know, how many bridesmaids' dresses do you have to buy? And how many trips do you have to take in order to go to this party and that party and this party and then go back for the weddings of this place and that place and that place? I feel for them. Hedging their bets on how much money they can spend at which wedding in order to... You get one wedding. It's it. This is the wedding. There are no more bridegrooms coming, not for this parable. There is one bridegroom, and there is one celebration. There is one Savior. And so the investment of yourself in being known by Him is also an investment of self to pour yourself out like Him. Olives must be crushed in order to make olive oil. You cannot have both the olive and the oil. It must be crushed in order for it to be present. My brothers and sisters, we cannot cling to our life, hedge our bets. Everything of you are, everything that you hold to yourself, I'll say it this way, everything you hold to yourself is dead. The only thing that lives within you is what you give away. Amen.